locker room going through their banner here on homecoming.
On the defensive side of the ball, your kicker for tonight's game, number 2, Jack Munson.
Jack Munson, the place kicker, being announced as a starter.
Number 19, a safety, Griffin Mullenberg.
Followed by junior Griffin Mullenberg.
Defensive tackle, number 51, a senior, Colt Davis.
Senior Colton Davis running out on the field.
Quarterback Ryan Van Gonsler.
Junior Ryan Van Domsler right behind him.
Excuse me, number 72, defensive end Trey Meyer.
Defensive end Trey Meyer.
And 78, I think 70 in there. Defensive tackle, Jeff Parrish.
Defensive tackle, Chance Parrish right behind him.
Senior number 12, Jacob Thornhill. Number 22,
senior Jacob Ortell.
Cole Polstra.
With Cole Polstra right behind him.
Number 23, your wingback, Mr. Madison Fawcett.
Wingback, Madison Fawcett.
The quarterback tonight, wearing number 28, a junior, Brent Fleener.
Quarterback Brent Fleener.
Tight end number 44,
a
sophomore, Brayden Terrell.
Tight end, Braden Terrell. Sorry about that.
Number 47,
a
junior, Cole
Roldendahl. Cole Roldendahl, junior. Reese Strasser, number 53. 54, Dylan Comstock. Mason Van Dossler,
62.
Caleb Gipple, number 76.
Jacob
Sherburn, number 77, the other tackle.
And the coaches for tonight's game, your North Manhattan coaches, Chris Sampson, Ryan Drew, Nick Harris, Jack Smith, and your head coach Hall of Famer.
Ed Gilmore here. I'm going to help call the game tonight. Looking out on the field, the Warhawks, they're dressed in their red jerseys tonight, as normal in home games. But normally we got on red pants, but tonight we have on the old gray pants that they used to wear. And then the opposing Colfax Mingo Tigerhawks are in, white shirts with, navy blue or dark blue pants?
Yeah, the typical visiting white top with dark pants and very bright orange socks to top it all off.
Yep. Gorgeous night for football tonight.
Absolutely. Can't complain at all.
But, Ed Gilmore here, like I said, I'm from North Mahaska. My children go to school here. This week was homecoming, and just a nice week for the kids. I know they had special things going on during the week. I know Tuesday night was game night for the kids, and believe it or not, the junior class was the winning class of game night. And last night was the king and queen coronation, and our king this year is Alex Mitchell. He does not play football, but he's one of the managers. He's down there with a crown on his head right now, and then, the Queen's name, she seems to duck around. Can't think of who that was, but, don't you hate it when you can...
It's right on the tip of your tongue. You know it.
McGriff's her last name. It's a good week for homecoming for this.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations to the homecoming king and queen here.
Megan McGriff. I knew every
Megan McGriff had come to you.
Yep. Last week, the Warhawks traveled to BGM, and as you all know, it was rather rainy last week, and the conditions weren't the best. But it was also kind of a bad night for Warhawk football. They were overwhelmed by a much, better, just a good BGM team. And so Warhawks hope they come back and regroup this week and see what they can do against this Colfax Mingo team.
Yeah, definitely. Here we are getting set for kickoff. The first quarter is just about underway. Colfax Mingo will kick to North Mahaska. Number 23, Madison Fawcett, and number 12, Jacob Bortle are back to return. They stand out about at the 15-yard line of the Warhawks. There's the whistle, and we are just about underway. This is the kickoff, fielded right about at the 14-yard line. Bobbled a little bit by Jacob Bortle, and he returns it up the left side and is taken down about at the 9-yard line.
Number one, Gabriel Simpson just ripped Jake Wortel right down to the ground. Jacob didn't have much running room at all there.
The Warhawk offense jogs out onto the field, and the Colfax Mingo defense is right there to meet him as we have first down and 10 from the Warhawk 10-yard line. Looks like they line up in a little bit of a stacked I formation. The handoff is on the left side to the running back, and he is stuffed for just back to the line of scrimmage.
Jacob Bertel on the carry for a little gain. Number 72, tall Alan Wheeler on the tackle. That guy's a tall man.
Yes, he is.
Right in the middle of the line.
Might have some trouble pushing him around this evening. Here we are on second and 10. One running back, a couple split out to the right. It's a toss to the right side. And boy, once again, there is number 72.
He just,
that Tiger Hawk lineman, he's had a couple nice plays here in the early going.
Jacob Bortel, no one got the ball, ran to his right, and that number 72 was right there to meet him, right at the line. Actually, loss of 5 on the play.
So the Warhawks are backed up here a little bit. It is 3rd and 15. They start on the right hash. Quarterback under center. Takes the snap, and it's a runoff to the left side. And he got through a pretty good hole there.
Jacob Bortel was on the carry and tackled down by number 82, Colfax Mingo. Number 82, Lane Dunblazer.
Fourth and 6 for the Warhawks here. Lining up in punt formation. A couple receivers split out to both sides. Number 22 shifts over in motion. Punter was hit as a kick. Colfax Mingo really brought some heat there.
They did.
Looks like they came from just about every angle.
And Jacob Bortel, when he goes back to punt, he's kind of a rugby-style kicker. He'll, I don't know what you call it, run off to the side.
Yeah, he'll roll off to the side and read the defense a little bit, but boy, I don't think he had much time to do reading there.
No, he did not.
Well, after the punt, Colfax Mingo will start at the Warhawk 25-yard line on the left hash. They start in the shotgun. It's like number 11, Jaron Myers is their quarterback. He takes the snap. Pass off to the left, incomplete. Going for the end zone there.
He was going for the end zone. Receiver didn't necessarily look to his inside. The ball was kind of on his outside. He's well covered by number 19, Mullenberg, on the play by the Warhawks.
Yes, great coverage on that left side.
Colfax will be throwing the ball a lot tonight. That's kind of what they do.
Quarterback takes the snap, and he spun out to the left. He has the receiver right in the flats on the right side. Completed pass to about the 10-yard line of the Warhawks. We'll see if that's just enough for a first down.
Madison Fawcett on the cover, he's in on the tackle as well. This is a first down.
First down, so it's first and goal. Colfax Mingo from the Warhawk 10. Quarterback rolls out to his left, pass through the back of the end zone. Looked like pretty good coverage there as well.
There was, and there was two, I don't know if that was a blown play by Colfax, but there was two receivers kind of in the same area. Just kind of overthrew both receivers there.
Once again?
No huddle by Colfax.
They're picking up the pace a little bit here. Line up in the shotgun once again. Myers drops back, looks to his left, and rolls out to the right. Has a little bit of running space before he's knocked out of bounds.
Chris Wilson knocks the quarterback out of bounds as he's running.
Looks like he gained about 9 yards. A couple short of 9. It is 3rd down and 3. Goal to go. Quarterback is in the shotgun. He takes the snap and rolls out to his left looking for a receiver. Looked like a pretty good pass, but the receiver just couldn't quite hang on to it.
He was right there in his hands. He just bobbled it and couldn't bring it in. But Warhawks got lucky on that play. It was a well-played play, but Colfax just couldn't bring her in.
Catch a break when you can get him if you're the Warhawks.
I believe they're going to line up and go for it on 4th down.
It looks like they are going for it from 3 yards out. Quarterback lines up under center. First time we've seen that all night. Takes the snap. It looks like it's a toss off to the left. The host of Warhawks there. The officials just gave the touchdown signal. Boy, he couldn't have been in by much.
He could not have. I actually thought they hadn't stopped. Some official timeout in the field. Not sure what
the holdup is. I don't think there's any replay review at this level.
Not that I'm aware of. I don't see no red flags out in the field anyway.
And there's the whistle as the point after attempt is getting set. Looks like the quarterback is doing the holding. Good snap. And number 25 has the kick. And it is up and good for that point after.
Good to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a quick break here as the Warhawks regroup and hope to come back here on their second possession.
Not sure what's high tech. I didn't either. I did not see it.
Here we are back in North Mahaska, the action picking back up again. Colfax just scored the first points of the game. 7-0 Colfax as they kick off from their own 40-yard line. Once again, Fawcett and Bortle are back to receive for the Warhawks. The ball is caught by the upback. He's on the right-hand side looking for some space to run and tackled by number 2 of Colfax, Mingo.
Colfax runner was kind of looking for blockers, but the blockers, I believe, were way upfield from him and just had nowhere to go.
That tackle was Blake Summey of the Colfax Mingo Tiger Hawks. I believe the upback was number 35. Colin, oh, I apologize. 35, Luke Groves. North Mahaska will start from its own 25-yard line. A little bit better field position than last time.
Yep.
Let's hope for a much better result. In the shotgun, motioning number 12 to his right, and it's a jet sweep off the right-hand side. Looks like he's got some room to run.
Chick Martell on the run. I believe he's knocked out of bounds by number 12. I'm not going to call because I can't read the number.
Yeah, it looks like he gained about 5 yards on the play. That looks like a great timing play on the catch and pitch. Second and 5 for the Warhawks here from about the 30-yard line. They line up in the shotgun formation again. Take the snap.
Oh, nice block, Jacob Portell.
It was a great block by Jacob Portell. Too bad there were a couple too many Colfax Mingo defenders there to take him down.
Number 88, Edmondson in on the carry. He might have actually lost.
Looks like he lost about a yard there.
Yeah. Jacob Portell, he made a great block. Too many Colfax Mingo.
Couldn't quite break him. Couldn't quite get that corner.
Yeah.
Here we are in another third and long situation for the Warhawks. Line up in shotgun formation with two receivers split out to each side. Motions number 12, Portell off to the right. Quarterback with the pass, and it looks like he just overshot his receiver, number 23.
Yep. Madison Fawcett was actually open, but Sanders threw a little too much air on it.
Couldn't quite connect that. Hopefully they get that worked out for later.
2 weeks ago against playing, the Warhawks actually were kind of known as a running team, but the Warhawks actually passed the ball quite well. We could move the ball off the field that game. Couldn't get it in for a score, but we could move the ball anyway. So it happens tonight.
Kind of good and frustrating at the same time.
Exactly.
You can move the ball, but you can't quite punch it in for the score. Punt formation off the left hash. The punt is about right down the left side of the field. Unfielded by the Colfax Mingo returners. Looks like it goes out of bounds at about the 39-yard line of the Colfax Mingo. Number 12 on the punt there.
As we talked a little bit before the game, we were talking about how this district is such a tough district. District number 7, last week at BGM, handled the Warhawks pretty easily, and Montezuma was one of the teams that I thought maybe be up towards top district. It was actually beaten by Lindell Sully last week. So just good competition in the district.
Number 11, Myers, is back again. There's a deep pass. Number 2 was the intended receiver, Blake Summey. But I would say that was very well covered by number 19, Griffin Mullenberg.
Even though that ball was overthrown, that's a beautiful pass.
It was a good-looking spiral to the long side part of the field. In the shotgun once again here on 2nd and 10. Looks like there's a screen to the left, and what a great play by the lineman.
Braden Terrell knocking the ball down.
Yes, that is an exceptional play there to read that screen and get those hands up.
Yep. No break in between plays tonight as Colfax goes to no huddle.
Back in the shotgun here, 3rd and long. Hopefully the Warhawks can get a stop here on defense. Myers drops back straight, rolls out, scrambles a little bit to his right. His pass complete, number 35, Colin Lawrence.
23, Madison Fawcett on coverage, but Tiger Hawk is brought down by Reese Strasser.
Looks like they run a little bit of a bubble screen here on 1st and 10, and he's got some running room off to the left side. There is a flag down in the trenches. We'll wait here the call. Appears that it'll be holding on Colfax and Mingo. So that'll bring that play back. As the refs discuss and set back the offensive holding. That'll take the Tiger Hawks out of the Warhawks territory. Back to the Colfax Mingo 49-yard line. Out of the shotgun here is number 11, Myers.
4 wideouts.
Takes the snap, and first receiver wasn't there, and he shoveled it to number 2.
He's got some room.
And he is going down the left side of the field. And he will take that in for a Tiger Hawk touchdown.
Number 19, Gooden Moberg had a chance at him, but he was just a little too fast.
The defensive line got a little penetration there, and it kind of seemed to maybe come back and get him a little bit.
Yep. Now I thought they was going to get the quarterback, but he just dished it up to number 2.
He dished it out right out of there, and the rest was from about 51 or 52-yard touchdown pass there. Number 11 is the holder again, and 25 for Colfax Bingo.
It is still good.
Looks like he pulled a little bit to the left.
He did. What other team has kicked the ball a little bit to the left this week?
To the left this week. Bring up a sore spot here for a couple Iowa State fans here in the booth.
You know, Saturday night I was watching the Hawkeye. I kind of was flipping forth, back and forth through the channel. Maybe you were watching the Hawkeye game, the Cyclone game. And the Hawkeyes got in field goal position. I thought, there's no way they're going to make this. And once you know what they do, 5 minutes later you change the channel, and man, Iowa State, they're going to win this one. And not so lucky, I guess.
Maybe not much you could say. There was a brief pause there. I don't know if there's words to describe that, which I don't even know if I would classify what Iowa's field goal was field goal position. There's a lot of college kickers who cannot even make that from in practice. So, hats off to their kicker.
You know, as they was preparing to kick there, reminded me of the Auburn game, and I think the Auburn Alabama game a couple years ago.
Yeah,
now they even said that the
Iron Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep. The 109-yard touchdown return for the win.
Yep.
Well, as we're back in action here, Colfax Mingo kicks off, and it looks like it's taken by the Warhawks up to around the 35-yard line. So that's a good return.
Tyler Strasser on the return there. Check good field position. We'll see what the Warhawks can do with it here.
The last couple kicks have been low-line drives by Colfax Mingo and have been fielded in return for a good field position for the Warhawks. Their third possession of the game for the Warhawks looks like it'll start around the 36-yard line. Back under center this series. A toss out to the left. It looks like they had a few blockers there. And there's the running lane. Number 12, Jacob Bortle on the carry.
Excellent run.
Yes. They had blockers there in front of him, and he hit the hole. And
he did.
And picked up good yardage for the Warhawks on first down.
Number 24, Jared Nichols in on the tackle for the Tiger Hawks.
So first possession in Tiger Hawk Tiger Hawk territory for North Mahaska here. Under center is the quarterback again. Hand off to the fullback off to the right side. Cole Spolster on the run.
This is the second time I've tried to read that number of the guy who made a tackle. His number is kind of bent over, and it's hard to read his number. Number 23, I believe it is, but Jimmy can't, but I'm not going to guarantee it.
Well, enough here on about 2nd and 7, shotgun formation, motion from right to left, and the quarterback looks like he's going to keep it off to the left. Looks through the space. Gained about 4 yards on the play, but there is some laundry down on the field.
Brant Fleener was met face-to-face by that Tiger Hawk.
Yes, he was. Nobody was backing down in that situation.
Looks like it's maybe coming back. A 10-yard penalty on that play.
So
just a 5-yard penalty.
Just a five-yard. Yep. After a brief moment in Tiger Hawk territory, the Warhawks are back on the other side of the 50-yard line. With about a 2nd and 15 here, hopefully they can get something going out of the shotgun formation again. Two receivers split out on each side, and one of them motions over to the right. The quarterback will roll out to the right. Try to attempt that long pass again, and that time he was a little bit short.
He was a little short. There really actually wasn't a Warhawk too close to the throw. I'm not sure.
Maybe a mix up there on which routes they were supposed to be running.
Well, actually, luckily that ball was not intercepted.
Yes, there were, I think the closest two were Tiger Hawks for that pass. So the Warhawks will try to convert here on third and long. Quarterback in the shotgun again with the running back to his right. So motion Bortle over to the right. Fake to the left, and he throws it up. Couldn't quite connect to number 47 of the Warhawks, Cole Rosendahl. Warhawks just can't seem to get anything going. They had a great play there, and you're hoping that that'll kind of kick the door open and they can run right through it.
That play there, the throw by quarterback, I thought maybe Rosendahl was going to be able to run under it, but not the case.
Bortle is back to punt again, and he does a little rugby style, and then he kicks it off to the right.
Oh, he got a
flag.
There's
a flag. The ball will roll and picked up by a Colfax Mingle player around the 15-yard line, and he'll find some space around the left sideline. And he returned that to about the 35, so about a 20-yard return there. But there is a flag back down by the punter.
A Tiger Hawk definitely ran into the punter on that play. That should give the Warhawks first down, if it's what I believe it is.
As the refs get together and converts, we should have the call here momentarily. Looks like the Warhawk offense has jogged back out on the field. That appears to be a positive sign.
And they mark off the personal foul.
And that is a personal foul, roughing the punter. So that is an automatic first down for the Warhawks.
Is that what you call taking one for the team there?
Taking one for the team, absolutely. In my high school days, I was a punter, so I enjoyed getting that first down for my team.
Is that kind of like in basketball, taking a charging call?
Taking a charge, very comparable, absolutely. You might feel it the next day, but boy, it's worth it. Tiger Hawks on defense, and it looks like there was a little hole that they left open that number 12 Bortel found.
Yep.
Right off the left
first
side.
First down, I believe. Good yardage on the carry.
First down for the Warhawks. Absolutely great call there, Ed.
You know, sometimes it takes a play like it takes a certain play to get your team fired up. And maybe
yeah.
That's what it took.
Yeah,
to
good play by the punter there, and hopefully he'll get the ball rolling. The offense can get clicking here.
Yep.
They're 25 yards out from the end zone as they line up in another stacked I formation. With quarterback under center, hand off to the fullback, right over the left guard, and he found some running space again.
Madison Fossett on the carry. 5 yards on the carry?
Yep, another 5 yards there.
We'll take that.
Yes, 5 yards at a time, and we'll be there in no time. The Warhawks break the huddle, jog up to the line once again in that stacked I formation with Bortles at the tailback. And the hand will be to Bortle right off the left side, and he found a hole again. And that'll be another first down for the Warhawks. Looks like on this drive, the Warhawks are finding some success over the left side.
They are. They're opening up some holes to run through and doing a good job.
They varied a little bit tonight between the shotgun and that stacked eye, but right now that stacked eye seems to work, so they're lined up in it again. Run off the left side for Bortle again.
Great run.
That's good blocking up front by the Warhawk lineman.
Not sure which lineman to point out, but I'll give you a few of the guys on the line. They never get credit, like the running backs and so. We got the 77, Jacob Sherburn, 44, Braden Terrell. We have Caleb Giffle, the center. Blaisdell,
Tom Stock looks like he's the right guard, number 54.
Yep.
Here they are in that stacked eye again. Give the Bortle off the right side. And he'll be, and he is in the end zone. I thought they stopped him short, but what a great effort by Bortle to get that last push in.
That's good news for the Hawks. Maybe they know they can open up holes. They can push this team, not necessarily push them around, but they can.
They definitely won that possession in the trenches. The linemen got a good push. Point after team jogs out for the Warhawks. Looks like it will be held by number 12, Bortle, and the kicker is number 2, Jack Munson. Snap is good and the hold good, but it looks like the Colfax Mingo line looks like they got a good push.
They got another block there. That ball didn't have a chance there.
No, it did not. They were deep in the backfield before long. Well, with that score by the Warhawks, it makes it 13-6. About 2 minutes, two minutes and 45 seconds left in the first quarter here. Always a good feeling to get those first points on the board.
It is. After the first two possessions, we couldn't move the ball at all, and you just was hoping this isn't the way the game's going to go tonight, but that's great to see us be able to move the ball down
great
the field.
Great to see the kids bounce back and get the scoring started for the Warhawks here tonight on homecoming. That drive started at, I think, the Warhawks 35.
It did.
Yep. So that was a good long drive by the Warhawks, and great to finish it with some points.
The drive was stopped by Colfax, but thanks to that rushing the punter penalty, he was able to continue the drive.
Yep. Number 44 kicks off for North Mahaska. He kicks it about down the middle, low liner, and picked up by, looks like number 72. He must just be a pretty good athlete. He's a defensive lineman and an up back and returning kick.
Yep. Tackled by a host of Warhawks. Not sure who they all were, but several of them been on the play. And you normally don't see a big man like that running the ball.
I'm sure he'll remember that.
He actually didn't look too bad as a runner.
No, he looked pretty good. I might want to look out if I'm one of those Mingo running backs. Myers back in the shotgun again. Triplet split out to the right for Colfax Mingo, and they'll swing it out that way. Makes the first guy miss. Tackled by number 23.
Madison Fawcett.
That reception was, I believe that's the number 9. By a senior for Colfax Mingo.
And a Warhawk hobbling off the field. Strasser lifting off the field.
They're on the right hash with Triplett begin to the right. And Myers will look and throw to the left, and he just overshot his receiver, number 2 there, by about 10 yards.
I'd say 10 yards, yeah.
Once again, it looks like a pretty good ball, but can't seem to connect on that one tonight. That corner, number 19, was definitely on an island, and I think he played that very well.
These Warhawk corners are definitely going to be tested tonight. Wilcox's not afraid to put the ball up in the air. They haven't actually run the ball too many times yet.
I don't know if they have. My memory isn't that great, but number 11, Myers, back in the shotgun. 25, a running back is set off to his left, and Triplets again to the right, and a split receiver out to the left. The snap, and Myers will roll out to his left here on 3rd and 5. He looks to his right. He throws back across his body, and it looks like number 25 hung on to the running back for the catch. But what a hit that was by the Warhawks.
It was. I believe it was 28, the quarterback. Leader in a tackle.
After a slight bobble by the running back, there was a Warhawk right there to try to knock it out, and he couldn't quite get it done.
The Warhawks almost had him stopped in the backfield. He's able to escape and find an open receiver.
In the shotgun again, running back off to the right. It looks like he's going to protect Myers, rolling out to his right. A deep pass to number 1, and it looks like he's caught that for a touchdown.
That was beautiful. I mean, I don't...
That quarterback has thrown some good-looking balls tonight, and he finally connected with one.
He put some air underneath that ball and let his receiver run right under where he needed to be. Just great.
Wasn't bad coverage?
Nope.
He was right there with him, but...
It's
just put it in a good spot for his receiver. And it looks like, after that, with the score 19-6, the Tiger Hawks will go for two with Myers under center in the I formation. The snap, and the give it to the fullback up the middle, and the Warhawks do an excellent job to stop that. Looks like number 72, 44.
Yep. Tyler, Trey Byer, Terrell went on the tackle as well.
There were quite a few there. He was not getting away from that group. So after the failed two-point conversion, the score remains 19-6, and the Tiger Hawks are up here with about a minute 45 left in the first quarter.
Just as the Warhawks score and kind of right back in the ball game. In fact, kind of rather easily drove right back down the field and widen the score again. The thing the Warhawks do not want to do is get discouraged. I mean, just,
nope.
They got to keep their heads up. And
that's right. We got a lot of football left.
Yep. Push it down the field again.
After that score, it looks like the cheerleaders and the mascot are getting making sure that the fans stay in this one with some cheers to get the bleachers bumping. The Tiger Hawks line up to kick it off from their own 40-yard line. The kick looked like it's almost a squib kick, rolled on the ground and picked up by the Warhawks and goes down for a very little gain.
Green Strasser, when he was able to cover the ball up. And
but that's a great play by number 53 there to field that ball and get with good starting position. Warhawks will start from their own 40-yard line. We'll see if they can replicate the drive that they had last time that ended in a touchdown. They'll line up in I formation with a couple receivers split out to the right. The handoff is to number 12, Fortle. He was met with a pretty good hit there from a Colfax angle linebacker.
Number 25, Colfax, Jacob Buehner.
Like the weak side linebacker there, he came up and filled that hole.
They still had a good gain on the play.
Not after 7 yards.
7 yards, yeah.
Great gain by the Warhawks there. Same formation as the previous play. The snap, and they give it to the fullback, 22. Rolls for with the carry, and it looks like that'll be enough for a Warhawk first down.
Because the Warhawks opened up the hole, and they got a first down. So good deal. Keep it going.
The Warhawks have been on the left side of the field, seems like most of the night, on that left hash. And they line up with three backs behind the quarterback. And they give it to the far back, Bortle, number 12, and he keeps those feet moving. And he gets the game of about 8 on the play.
The two Colfax players to bring it down. Good job by Jacob.
It's a great run as they continue into Tiger Hawk territory.
You called it well. He kind of did his little juke move, and then he kept his legs running.
Yeah, those feet movement is key for those running backs. Yeah. Downhill running will get you those few extra yards. Yeah. Same formation as last play. Three running backs behind the quarterback. And they give it to the fullback. It looks like he's close to a Warhawk first down. Might be a couple, maybe a yard short. Looks like there is a flag down in the trenches. Looks like it'll be a holding on the Warhawks, so that'll back them up. Back them up about to midfield. With very little time left here in the first quarter, the Warhawks will face about a second and 13 And as they wind the clock, the first quarter comes to an end. Score here in North Mahaska, the Warhawks have 6. The Tiger Hawks of Colfax Mingo have 19. This is my first game calling North Mahaska football, but that was a pretty exciting quarter.
It was.
There were some nice plays by both squads, and as they regroup and hopefully make some adjustments to come out and play well in the second quarter.
Seemed like a fast first quarter, at least it did to me.
Yes, maybe that's the Colfax Mingo pace that they play with, no huddle and keep the ball moving. And with some of the big runs by the Warhawks, that just keeps that clock a moving. As we're almost ready to kick off the second half here, we'll sneak in some of our sponsors here tonight. The first one is Crow Row Antiques. Crow Row Antiques is where you'll find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa. Something old, arriving every day. If they don't have it, Linda and Cheryl will find it. Crow Row Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon, Iowa. Thank you for sponsoring tonight's game. As they move the ball, oh, I suppose about 2 yards after that, after the quarter change. The Warhawks will start on their own 49-yard line. Come up to the line of scrimmage and 3 running backs. The snap, and it's a toss off to the right to Bortle. Looks like a Colfax Mingo was just grabbing his jersey and holding on for dear life.
He dragged that the Tiger Hawk for probably 5 yards. Number 50. Would not let go of Jacob. Actually, finally was able to bring it down with some help from his teammates. But I think Jacob dragging for a good 5 yards.
Yeah, on second and long, that's a great run to get you in a third and manageable situation. The Warhawks come back out with that 3 running back set and no receivers. We have a flag here as the play is blown dead. It's hard to tell from up here, but it looked like somebody jumped offside.
I saw Colfax move, but I don't know if they were drawn offside or...
As the ref gives the signal, it looks like it's a false start on the Warhawks. That'll back them up to around the Colfax Mingo 48-yard line. Warhawks break the huddle. 2 running backs this time, and it looks like they have a wing back split off to the left. The snap is slightly fumbled by the quarterback, but recovered well and given out to Bortle for a great run. That was about a 3rd and 9 play, and it almost looked like a busted play from the beginning, but what a great play by the quarterback and the running back to get some yards on that.
Jake was able to break a couple tackles. And
well, he got all in 8.5 yards of that run. He not much short. And that will bring up 4th down for the Warhawks and at the Tiger Hawk 39-yard line. And it looks like they're lining up to go for it. 3 running backs set behind the quarterback. No receivers. There's the snap, and they give it to the deep back Bortle. And he has a lot of running space there.
Warhawks doing a great job looking at the holes there. Excellent block.
That's a big run on 4th and 1 there to keep the chains moving.
I mean, Jacob, he's a good runner, a good strong runner. You got to have blockers in front of you too. So they're doing a good job,
those,
Jacob.
Those linemen for the Warhawks for giving them that hole. And there was about 1 Tiger Hawk defender in the secondary between him and the end zone.
Yep.
That close to breaking one on 4th and 1. They line up here, a couple running backs set back. 2 split ends, receivers off to the right, and they give it to the fullback, number 22. It looked like he was brought down by number 35 and 23 for the Tiger Hawks.
School screen on the carry. A couple yards.
Number 47 will run the play in for the Warhawks. 28, Grant Flaner breaks the huddle and jogs up to the line, and it looks like he will start under center with 3 running backs set behind him. No receivers. double tight formation. Give it to the deep back portal.
There's a flag on the play.
Some flag thrown in from the umpire.
Makes it a little easier to open the hole when you do some holding.
Yes, yeah. He had quite a bit of space there, and we know why this time. As the officials mark off the penalty, that'll back up the Warhawks to the Tigerhawk 30-yard line. Puts them in. There's a timeout on the field by the Warhawks. That's the first timeout called here this evening. Anticipate a pretty important play coming up here on second and long. Make sure they'll regroup and everybody's on the same page.
Coach Harrod down there talking to his players. This Colfax made the team. We talked earlier tonight about it being a tough district that we're in. This Colfax Mingo team, they're 2-2. Their first loss of the year was by Pleasantville, a 16-7 game. Pleasantville is an excellent football team in Class A. I'm not sure if they're ranked, but they're right up there, almost being ranked if they're not ranked. And then they were beat by Clark. That game wasn't too close. I'm not sure what class Clark is in, but then the last week, Colfax, week four, they beat Glenville Sully 40-15, and that Sully team is the team to beat Montezuma last week, so just a little information to you folks out there.
Here's the Warhawks. They line up on second and long. They give it to Bortel out of the back, and he breaks a pretty good run there on second and long. The Warhawks are still on that left hash. They find something that's working on that side, so they stick to it.
I don't know about you, but I like it better when they're on this hash.
Yeah, maybe it's easier to see box next time at quarter.
Yep.
So here we are, Warhawks are about the 20-yard line of the Tigerhawks as they break for their 3rd-and-4 trial. Line up with a couple running backs, find the quarterback and a wing back to give us to the fullback. Looked like he was stuffed right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, right at the line. A couple Tigerhawks in on the tackle there. Number 23, as well as others there.
So here on 4th-and-4, Tigerhawks are waiting as the Warhawks do some substituting to get the right personnel here on this 4th-down conversion. Out of the shotgun here, it's been a little while since we've seen that.
Warhawks need this 1st-down.
Bortel in motion off to the right. Quarterback rolls out to the right. Looks like it's a keeper. He's trying to find some space. He's hit pretty hard by a couple Warhawks. Number 35 and number 72. It seems like we've called both their names quite a few times for Colfax. Looks like the Colfax defense sniffed that out from about the beginning.
Yep. At least we're also able to move the ball downfield and
yes,
get Colfax kind of back on their own 20. Anyway.
The Warhawks flipped the field position there on Colfax, so at least they'll make them go the length of the field if they want to get any points this possession. They take over on the Colfax 20-yard line. There's the snap out of the shotgun. Myers looks right. Nowhere to go.
Oh,
makes a couple tacklers. They about had him, and he scampers out of bounds.
For 51, Colton Davis shoves Myers out of bounds. But Braden Carroll, in the backfield, almost had him ripped down, but he was able to escape. He's got 6 feet that quarterback does.
Yes, he does. He has a pretty good awareness of the pocket. And
he can feel that pressure coming.
He just narrowly avoided that sack.
Several of the fans here in the stands, you kind of let out a moan or they thought he was going to get ripped down too, but not to be.
Well, it was a little lengthy run by the quarterback, a lot more side to side than forward for about 2 yards. So here they are, 2nd-and-8, and he rolls out to the right out of the shotgun, and he'll throw it to number 9. Tackle there by number 27 for North Mahaska.
Tyler Strasser on the coverage, bringing him down and making the tackle as well.
He was right there to tackle him. He caught that pass, and fortunately it was just enough for a first down. The Tiger Hawks continue on offense here. 35-yard line. The fresh set of downs. The quarterback takes the snap, and he rolls out to his right.
And that ball hit the ground.
That ball did hit the ground, intended for number two. Looks like he had a little bit of space to run if he would have caught it. But that pass left a little bit short.
These Warhawk corners, they get absolutely no time to rest. And as soon as the ball set, Colfax is
Colfax is snapping the ball. That's well, the quarterback, Myers, pass complete on the right side to a receiver. Looks like number 82 for the Tiger Hawks.
At number 9, Jared Stodgew on the coverage in that play. Jared is a freshman out there.
Wow, that was a very nice job for a freshman. He wrapped up well and made sure that receiver did not get any more yards. A fake to the right by the quarterback. It looks like there's a screen set up to the left for his receiver. That looks like that's number 9. So he scampers for a pretty good gain, but that was a very good stop by the corner over there. And all by his lonesome, he took on a blocker and tackled the receiver.
28, Brant Tweener shoved him out of bounds. If Brant wasn't done, I think he would have been gone.
Yeah, that was the last man between him and the end zone. So the Tiger Hawk continue into Warhawk territory. This looks like a keeper by the quarterback, number 11. The ball is popped out by the Warhawks, but it looks like it was after he was down.
Number 51, Davis on the tackle, breaks the quarterback down.
No gain on the play for the Tiger Hawks. Nice job there by the defensive lineman for North Mahaska. Tiger Hawks line up with split ends on each side, running back to the quarterback's right. As he takes the snap, he looks left and throws a little bubble screen. Lead blocker out in front of him, and number 9 for Colfax Mingle will gain about eight yards on the play.
22, Spoolstra on the tackle there. There's so many places that Colfax can throw the ball.
With an arm like that at quarterback, he can spread the ball any direction. He takes the snap on 3rd and 1, rolls out to his right. The pass is complete to number 35, and he shakes the first tackler, but does not get past the next two.
Number 9, Jared Stodgew on tackle again.
Well, on that play, it looks like the quarterback kind of had an option. I think he would have got the first down if he would have hit and ran, but he chose to pass to his receiver. He takes the snap, and he rolls out to his left, looking for a window. And he hits the receiver, number 9, in the end zone for a touchdown. We had a couple different routes there you could pick from. So that score by the Tiger Hawks makes it 25-6. Looks like they will keep their kicker off the field as they line up to go for two. Receiver split out to the right, another one to the left. Quarterback under center. He takes the snap, and he looks like he's going to option it, and he keeps it right around the left side and converts on the 2-point. That was the first option that the Warhawks have seen all night, and it might have caught him off guard a little bit. With the 2-point conversion good, that brings the score to 27-6 here in North Mahaska as the Tiger Hawks lead the Warhawks.
You know, watching Colfax screw the ball down the field, there's so many options where that quarterback can throw the ball. Makes you wonder defensively, the Warhawks, you just get tired. You're so mental so many things you got to cover.
Trying to figure out which direction they're going to hit you from next can be an extra challenge when you're on defense.
Yep. I mean, even up here in the box, it's almost even hard to call because there's so much to call because there's receivers everywhere. And
yeah,
they like to
spread the field and use the full length, I guess, and width.
Yep.
Some of those receivers are split out very far.
Yep.
And that score came with about 5.5 minutes left here in the second quarter, so it seems like the beginning of the second quarter just flew by as well.
Yep. Hopefully the Borhawks get the ball here on the kickoff and move the ball downfield, if nothing else, to get a rest for the defense.
Yes, getting the defense off the field and getting them ready for the rest of the game is huge. Kickoff for the Tiger Hawks is fielded by the return man.
Crosser on the carry.
And he had a pretty good return there, up to about the 34-yard line of the Warhawks.
Yeah, the Warhawks have had pretty good, decent field position all night, 35, 40-yard line, right in there.
Yep, good blocking up front and good return men finding those gaps will help them out there. So here they are, chains are set. Quarterback for the Warhawks, number 28. Grant Fleener gets the call, and they jog up. It's like a receiver split off to the right and a wing back off to the left and a couple running backs behind the quarterback. There's a snap and the toss out to the left. Jacob Bortel on the carry. And he is running hard on that play the whole way.
He was. Hurdled one defender, and he actually hurdled the defender.
That was a great run. Downhill running there. Kept his eyes up and those feet moving. So a great play, good response after the score by the Tiger Hawks. The Warhawks come out and
exactly what they need to do.
Down. Here they are at 1st and 10 and about the Warhawk 47. So they're just about in the Tiger Hawks territory. Same formation as the previous play.
I have movement there on the play.
A little bit of movement in the line. Our press box was about right down the middle, so that one was a little easier for us to tell that the Warhawks jumped offside. So that'll bring up 1st and 15 from the Warhawk 42-yard line.
Coach Eric down on the sidelines, pacing sidelines. I think that made him very happy. We've also had a few penalties tonight.
Yes, there's been a few that have hurt the Warhawks here. There's the quarterback rolling out to his right. Trying to connect on a pass there and just overshot his receiver, not by much.
Grant Fleener upset with himself. He knew he had no receiver, but yeah. We'll get it next time, Grant.
That's a tough pass to complete for any quarterback, kind of lobbing it over the pursuing defenders and trying to drop it right in the...
Yep.
It was actually the running back's lap.
Yep.
He came out of the backfield and found a little bit of space, but they couldn't quite connect. So 2nd and long here for the Warhawks. As they line up with a split end, two split ends to the right side. The snap, and as we give it to Bortel off the left side, it looks like he got about 5 yards on that carry.
Got the penalty yards back. Got 3 Tiger Hawks on the tackle.
So about 3rd and 10 here.
See what Coach Eric's got up his sleeve on this play here.
Warhawks come up to the line with a couple of receivers split out to the right and 2 backs behind the quarterback. The snap, and it's a fake toss to the right, and they dumped it off to one of the receivers that was split out, and the Tiger Hawks kind of sniffed it out, I guess.
Yep.
They were right there for when that trap came around.
Madison Foster was handed the ball, and he was met in the backfield by immediately by a Tiger Hawk.
The Warhawks came up with a play there. They thought that might fool the defense, and it didn't work out. The Warhawks will punt from about their own 45-yard line. Returner for Colfax is back at about the 15. There's an end-over-end punt.
We got another flag on the play.
Another flag on the play. Looks like it came in back by the punter again.
It did come by the punter. He was leveled by the Tiger Hawk.
Another personal foul for hitting the punter.
What's that, guys?
That's the second one tonight.
It is.
That will give the Warhawks a fresh set of downs and a pat on the back for the punter.
Yep.
I think that was Bortel back there.
It
taking
was,
hits.
Yes.
He's taking a lot of hits, whether he's been running or punting.
Yep. See what the Warhawks do with the ball here. Last time, we had a roughing the punter penalty. The Warhawks marched down the field and put it in the end zone.
That
the
might
meter.
Be all it
yep.
takes for them to
yep.
to repeat again. So that takes it all the way to the Tiger Hawk 40-yard line. So that's a big 15-yarder there for the offense. Warhawks line up with a split end off to the right and a wing back and two running backs behind the quarterback. There's the toss out to the left. Bortel will take it for about 2 yards. Once again, there were quite a few Tiger Hawks there to take him down. Based on what I've seen, it usually will take a couple two to bring him down.
And Jacob, he's a strong runner. Strong boy.
The Warhawks will line up out of shotgun here. We haven't seen that for a few plays, and they motion Bortel off to the right. The quarterback drops back and fakes it to him.
Oh.
And they had a screen set up in the middle, but...
Oh, he was leveled.
A lineman just tipped it up to himself almost.
He did.
He kind of flailed at it, and it went straight up in the air and fell right back in his lap.
Yeah. He was running with the Tiger Hawks running his ball, and the quarterback, Grant Slater, just actually leveled him. Not sure which Tiger Hawk that was.
Kind of an unfortunate turn of events for the Warhawks here. They seem to get things going again and then create the... I think that's the first turnover of the night.
I believe it is.
So the Tiger Hawks take over on offense. About at their own 41-yard line out of the shotgun again. Quarterback will roll out to his left, and he's looking deep to throw.
Going for it all.
One is open, and he kind of got turned around a little bit.
He had the ball at the 15-yard line, right in his arms.
Almost turned around and acted like he was going to return a punt.
Yep.
It looks like he just hit his chest plate and bounced
yep.
right off.
Yep.
Looks like they had the Warhawk corner beat on that play.
They definitely did.
So the Warhawk defense catches the break there as the Colfax Tiger Hawks waste no time getting set up again. And the shotgun and the snap, and quarterback looks to his left and sees nothing. He looks off
down.
To the right, and he is sacked. That's a great play by the lineman.
It was. Excellent pursuit by the Warhawks. Week number 78, Chance Parrish in there. Warhawks have been there kind of all night. Well, not all night, but they've been in the back. They just haven't been able to bring him down. This time they finally do.
Good coverage there, made the quarterback look the other way, and that gave the lineman enough time to get to the quarterback and take him down. There's just under a minute 30 left here in the second quarter. Time a little bit of an issue for the Tiger Hawk.
It's third 19.
Quarterback looks to his left, and he looks to throw deep again.
Oh.
Completed number two, and he will take it in for the Tiger Hawk's touchdown down the left side of the field. Boy, that's just a heartbreaker there on third and long.
That would hurt.
You think you get him backed up in a situation where you can get a defensive stop? And
yep. You know, I wouldn't necessarily call that receiver open, but the quarterback threw the ball up there and let his receiver make the play on the ball is what he did.
He gave his receiver a chance, and sometimes that's all you need.
And that's what happened.
The corner for Warhawks might have got a little turned around, but not bad coverage at all. Tiger Hawks will go for two again. The quarterback under center, he pitches it off to the right, number nine. and he is leveled, but it looks like he did indeed get in for the two-point conversion.
Jacob Bartella went on the hit, but he too late. He's already crossed the line.
Yep, the Cyclones earned those 2 points after that after that hit by Bartell.
If nothing else, you're going to feel this in the morning.
That's right, you're going to feel it. So with that touchdown and two-point conversion by the Tiger Hawks, that brings the score to 35-6. Warhawks find themselves a little bit in a hole here.
Yep.
You hope here you can get something going on offense.
Yep.
A minute and 8 left here in the second quarter. So as we said, the time might be an issue for the Tiger Hawks. Just as I spoke it, it turned out to be a time issue for the Warhawks.
Tiger Hawks didn't need much time at all.
They did not. Not at all.
You're the coach here for Warhawks. What do? You take a knee, run the clock out? Or you, I don't know, you're down. You almost got to try to get something quick.
Yeah, you got to think a little bit towards the second half as well. I believe the Warhawks received the opening kickoff. So I think they will be kicking off to leave the second half. So you hate to give the Tiger Hawks a couple possessions back-to-back without you getting any points. So maybe it'll depend on field position and how they do on the kick return game. And for the most part, the kick return game has given them excellent field position around the 40-yard line just about every time. The Tiger Hawks line up to kick it off from the left hash. A little bit of a squib kick right down the middle. It is fielded by the Tiger Hawks. He finds a little bit of room off to the left. Great pursuit from the back side by the Tiger Hawks there, number 3.
Strasser is the one who carried their, returned the ball for the Warhawks. That's about the 32-yard line.
Right about the 32, as you said, Ed. That tackle for the Tiger Hawks was Adam T., number 3. He followed him all the way around from the backside and chased him down. The Warhawks line up for 1st and 10.
So what play do you pull out of your pocket here?
A double backside reverse?
Okay. We'll see.
As the Warhawks line up, I doubt we'll see a double backside reverse, but you never know. As the quarterback keeps it, he fakes the handoff. He can't quite get away from the defender, and as he falls down, he throws the ball to the turf. From up here, it looks like his knee was down.
Yep.
And it looks like that's what they'll rule it as. So I think the idea there was he was trying to get rid of it as an incomplete pass to stop the clock, but it looks like his knee was just down.
So if his knee was down, should the clock be running?
I believe the clock,
going to wind the clock here?
Should be.
It must have called a pass then.
I believe that Ed and I were both mistaken. An incomplete pass. So the clock has stopped, and then we'll get it for 2nd and 10. So maybe a little bit of a break there for North Mahaska.
Very fortunate there. As the Tiger Hawk picked the ball up and was headed to the end zone.
It looks like there were almost a caravan of them.
Yep.
One right behind the other.
I think they're just going to take a knee here now. Nope.
They hand it off to Bortel in the backfield, and he breaks a little bit of space. Boy, that's about a 13 or 14-yard run. Hard running off to the left side. And it looks like the Warhawks did not call a timeout. The clock stops as they're moving the chains. So as soon as the chains are set, the clock has started again. It's 40 seconds left in this half. Warhawks are in the huddle as they break it. Not showing a lot of urgency here.
Nope.
3 running backs behind the quarterback. And there's the snap, and it's a pitch off to the right. Bortel gets a little bit of space, but he is taken down by the Tiger Hawks with about 20 seconds left.
Jake was hit hard. Number 25.
Looks like number 25 again for the Tiger Hawks. The clock continues to wind. There are 5 seconds left. It looks like the Warhawks will just let it expire. Score here in North Mahaska, 35-6. The Tiger Hawks of Colfax Mingo are leading the North Mahaska Warhawks here this evening. The fans of North Mahaska giving a nice hand as the players jog back into the locker room for halftime. As the North Mahaska Warhawks are taking on the Colfax Mingo Tiger Hawks. Halftime is just about over. There's a minute left on the clock, and the Tiger Hawks and the War Hawks are both jogging out on the field to do some warming up.
With the coach, Aaron, and his War Hawks had a nice talk at halftime. Not sure what pleasantries you share, but sure they got a scheme put together.
Yep, that's right. One thing in sports is that can sometimes make or break you are your halftime adjustments.
Yep.
Coming back out, and you got to play two halves, so
exactly right.
You never know what can happen.
Yep.
Making a few small tweaks can go a long ways in a football game.
Yep.
So hopefully the War Hawks will take advantage of that and get themselves right back in this one.
Exactly. Here at halftime, we were entertained by the marching War Hawks marching band. Flag girls were out there with their flags.
Yeah, looked like the color guard was out there with the drum majors, and they played a couple recognizable songs, Happy and Let It Go. So for all those people who are into Frozen, that one was right at you.
The girls' dance team was performing. And I don't know if you watch Dancing with the Stars, but they got commentators on the show, and I was hoping that we were not going to have to commentate on their dance because I would have no clue what.
I don't think that was in the big contract we signed. So I don't think anybody touched on that. So I think we set that one out.
All right. Coach Eric's talking to one of the officials at the 50-yard line before we kick off.
It looks like they put a couple more minutes back on the clock to give the team a little bit more time to get ready here as darkness is pretty much fully set. The temperature has dropped a few degrees but remains very comfortable.
It is.
It's not a perfect night for football.
As you mentioned earlier, it's homecoming weekend, or homecoming week, I guess you'd say, for the War Hawks. Neath North of Haskell, I see several graduates who have come back for the weekend. Some who graduated last year and maybe the year before. It's good for everybody to come back home, go to college, and to come home for homecoming weekend.
So it was nice to come home and watch a little football and see how much has changed and catch up.
Yep.
And homecoming, in its name, I guess, is a great time to do that.
Yes, that's why they call it the homecoming.
So maybe with about a minute and 30 left here, we'll recap the first half a little bit. It looked like the Tiger Hawks were up a couple possessions, and then the War Hawks came down and marched right down the field and scored a touchdown.
They did. The War Hawks actually stopped in that drive. They had a roughing the penalty call, and from that point they drove right on down the field, and we're right back in the ballgame.
Yep, gave themselves a real chance to get back in it, but the Tiger Hawks answered, I believe, on the next possession with a long drive that ended in a touchdown.
They did.
And then the War Hawks had another promising drive there about midway through the second quarter. That was stopped by, I believe, a penalty or so, and then just couldn't quite get anything going, and the Tiger Hawks took over after, I believe, it was a turnover on downs, and they went right down the field and punched it in.
Yeah, the War Hawks, strong running by Jacob Ortel, I mean, he's not sure how many yards he's got. He's had an excellent night so far, just can't sustain a drive, whether it be due to a penalty or so forth. Just can't continue moving the ball. And it's awful hard to stop that Colfax air attack. It's just
yes, they have spread the ball around and made those corners maybe turn around a few times wondering what's going on. So as the clock winds down here to end halftime, the teams group up and huddle before the kickoff. I believe the War Hawks will kick to the Tiger Hawks to start this second half. A slight breeze, but I don't think much to affect the kicking game or the punching game at all.
Yep. If the flag is flown a little bit to the south, so a little bit of a north breeze, nothing bad at all. People in the stands, you see a few coats on, you see short sleeves, it's like everybody's very comfortable.
You never know what you're going to expect in Iowa towards the end of September, so this is one thing we are definitely thankful for this evening. Looks like the Warhawks will kick from their own 40-yard line on the right hash.
Number 82, Jacob Sampson has put the ball on the tee. Sampson's going to kick off.
Looks like he's got four people off to his right and another six off to his left. Hand is up and waiting for the official signal, and there it is. End over end kick down the middle, fielded by one of the up backs and tossed back to one of the deep backs.
Oh, excellent.
And that's a great form tackle right there by number nine for the Warhawks.
Jared Stodge was a freshman. Boy, excellent tackle.
Yes, it was. He broke down and wrapped up and kept driving his feet.
Those of you familiar with Warhawk football, the number nine last four years prior to this was worn by his older brother, Carson Stoggio, excellent running back for the Warhawks. So number nine stays in the family.
The Tiger Hawks take over here on first down around the 35-yard line. And in the shotgun again, the quarterback looks to his right. And he hit the receiver right in the hands, but he couldn't quite hang on to it. Maybe tough to get back in a rhythm after that halftime break. So once again, split receivers, two on each side, and a running back next to the quarterback in the shotgun. He takes the snap and looks to his right. Boy, that looked like about the same play that they just ran.
Number nine, Stoggio on the tackle. Short gain on the play.
They got about 3 yards there. So a third and about a seven here for the Tiger Hawks as the Warhawks dig in and hope to get them for a three and out here to start the second half. Quarterback in the shotgun again, fakes to his left, looks back to his right, and the receiver couldn't quite pull it down.
Madison Fossil on the coverage, kind of had inside coverage, but the ball was right in the receiver's hands. If he would have caught that ball, he might have had some room to run with it.
He might have had a little bit of space to work with there, but as tall as he was, it was just a little high for him.
And he was a little bit behind the defender, so if he could have caught it, he would have gone.
Well, here the Tiger Hawks are lining up for the punt. The ball will be snapped from about the 36-yard line.
Who's there? He's yelling about something on the field. The tee is still out on the field.
The kicking tee was still sitting out on the 40-yard line.
So we ran three plays with the tee on the field.
Now if the tee is off, the clock is... Clock is about ready to start here as they snap it. The back for the Warhawks is standing at about his 35-yard line. The punt is about down the middle, signals for a fair catch, and makes it right around the 41-yard line.
Kind of same spot on the field where the Warhawks have been receiving the ball all
day. Yeah, very familiar with this area of the field to start their drive this evening.
See what Coach Eric and his Warhawks have got up their sleeve and come out of the...
Whatever adjustments they made at halftime on defense have worked thus far. We hope the same on the offensive side of the ball.
47, Rosendahl runs in at the play.
Looks like the lineup under center with three backs behind the quarterback, Fleener. He'll hand it to the deep back, Fortell. And once again, he just keeps those feet driving and carries those defenders with him.
He carried two Tiger Hawks on his back. Finally, a third Tiger Hawk met him face-to-face and brought him down.
Well, that's a great first down run for the Warhawks. Looks like it'll be about second and one. A big 9-yard pickup. Almost into Tiger Hawk territory. A first down would put them over the 50-yard line.
Madison Fawcett just went off the field for the Warhawks.
About 10 minutes and 30 seconds here left in the third quarter, and the handoff is to the fullback, and it looks like he falls forward for about 4 yards.
Push around the carry, good running up front there. Nice push by the Warhawks.
Good first down in the Tiger Hawk territory. They get to about the 47-yard line. Fresh set of downs here, and they find themselves down 29 here. Hopefully they can get something going. Couple split ends to the right. Two running backs behind the quarterback. The pitch is to Bortel off to the right. He has a little bit of space to work with, and it gets to the corner.
Brought down by 25, Bueller. But there's a flag on the play. Fans in the stand hauling for horse collar. I'm not sure what. That's against the Warhawks.
Kind of looks like he took him down by that, but it looks like the call is an illegal block by the Warhawks. So as the officials discuss, they will march the Warhawks back.
Good run by Jacob Bortel, nonetheless.
Yeah, that was a great run. Unfortunately, it was called back, so it'll leave the Warhawks at first and 15. So back into Warhawk territory, it seems like they hover around the 50-yard line quite a bit.
Second to first half, a flag. They've kind of stalled some drives out. Hopefully he does not stall this drive out. We've got excellent good position. We just need to punch it in.
Here they are lined up with three backs behind the quarterback again. No receivers. The quarterback hands off to Bortel out of the backfield. And he gets about three or four on the first down carry.
Number 68 from Tiger Hawks. Captain 68, going to see number 68 on the roster.
Tough to tell some of the...
I do have trouble reading the Tiger Hawk numbers.
About their uniform, it does make it a little bit hard to tell what number they are. So here they are in about 2nd and 12. Three running backs set behind the quarterback. Quarterback fakes it, rolls out to his right. Throws it, and the pass is caught by number 47. But there's a host of Tiger Hawks there to tackle him, but not before he picks up quite a few yards.
Well, Rose going to catch at the 40. Nice throw by Fleener as he rolled out. Nice catch by Rosenberg.
That one, I think, was a good play by the Warhawk coaching staff. The quarterback rolled out, and he had a lot of time to look and hit his receiver. So that definitely makes it a third and manageable here for the Warhawks. Looking at about four to 5 yards in the Tiger Hawk territory. And line up with three running backs set behind the quarterback. And he turns and hands off Bortel out of the backfield. And he finds some space, and it looks like that would be good for a Warhawk first down.
That's a hard running by Bortel. Number 82, Lane Dunblaze here. Bringing Jacob down. Not till after he gained the first down, though. Just those Warhawks needed on offense.
That's a great series right there. First, second, and third down. They had faced a little bit of adversity there on that first down penalty, and then they fought back and are continuing to drive. Line up with a wing back and a receiver in the hand of the fullback. And he plows forward for a few yards.
42, Cole Spilcher on the carry. Good run by Cole.
Looks like number 35, Colin Lorenz on the tackle for the Tiger Hawks. But once again, not before he picked up about 6 or 7 yards.
Warhawk offensive line opened up a nice hole for Spilcher to run through.
There they are lining up with three backs behind the quarterback. There's a snap, and the hand is to the fullback again, and he tried a little bit off the right side, but doesn't seem to get too many yards there.
Casey Walker will off carry.
So he picks up a couple yards there, and we'll call it a third and one from the right hash for the Warhawks. And they are on the Tiger Hawk 27-yard line, down 35-6, with about 6 minutes and 30 seconds here in the third quarter. Three backs behind the quarterback. They're giving to Bortel off the left side, and he has the first down and a whole lot more on that run.
Once again, he was running with a Tiger Hawk on his back. 24, finally brought him down. Nichols.
Bortel has had a lot of success off that left side, so you got to give credit to the linemen up front for opening those holes up. That will take them all the way down to the Tiger Hawk 14-yard line. with a fresh set of downs here, the Tiger Hawks will look to punch this one in the end zone. The Warhawks, excuse me. I was going to do that eventually.
Let me do what you meant.
The toss is off to the left. Bortel gets it, gets a little bit of space. Looks like he was met by...
We got a flag.
Or a late flag comes in.
There's a Tiger Hawk laying flat on his back. May not be something we want to see, but to see what this call is.
But maybe not after the play.
I'm not sure.
So the refs are conversing about maybe what happened, and we'll get the call here shortly.
I think it's
like
coming
it
back.
Was a dead ball personal foul on the Warhawks of North
that
Pass.
That is not going to make Coach happy. He's trying to figure out who it is. This is the Warhawks almost ready to punch the ball in the end zone. Kind of not what they needed.
Seems like they were just getting going and offense clicking and maybe something that cost them quite a few yards.
And the flag was quite a ways away from the play. It wasn't even near where...
Yeah, it looked like it was off, almost out of bounds.
Yeah, it was out of bounds.
So that'll back the Warhawks up to a first and 20 at about the 24-yard line of the Tiger Hawks. So they will have one set of fresh downs before the end zone. We'll see if that comes in handy. The toss is to Bortel off to the left, and he is running
as good as
like a madman right off the left side. Once again, carrying a few defenders along with him. So on first and 20, a huge pickup to make it second and short.
Exactly what they needed.
So here we are at second and 2. Ball all the way down to about the Tiger Hawks 6-yard line. The lineup with three backs behind the quarterback, no receivers. They give it to the fullback off to the right.
It's pulled down from behind by Tiger Hawk. AC Walker on the carry.
So that will bring up about third and 1 here.
Definitely 4-down territory for the Warhawks, even if they don't get
absolutely
here on third down.
Yep. I think Coach is going to plan on going for it on fourth down, so that may change his call here a little bit on third, but hopefully we won't have to get there. Three backs behind the quarterback again. They give it to Bortel. Tough to tell from where we're at to see how far he got. It looks like the refs are calling for the clock to stop, possibly for a measurement.
Look at where they're standing. He's awful close to that first down.
That is a Warhawk first down after further review by the officials. That will bring up first and goal from the Tiger Hawk 4.5-yard line. So with about 4 minutes left here in the third quarter, the Warhawks are threatening to get another one on the board here. We give it to Bortel off the left side, and he is in the end zone.
Excellent job by the Warhawks.
Great job there to cap off that drive with a much-needed touchdown.
Makes that penalty not look quite so bad.
Not quite so bad, yeah. That's the player, I'm sure, a little relieved that it ended in a positive outcome.
You suppose at practice this week he'll still hear about it?
He'll probably still run for it, I would imagine.
As long as his teammates don't have to run as well.
So there's the extra point. Looks like there were some Tiger Hawks who made it through.
Jack Munson kicks it through the uprights.
So Munson still got that ball through. So with that,
Coach Harris congratulating his players as they come off the field.
That was a great drive by the Warhawks. They answered after their defense got a stop for them and the offense came down and drove down and scored. So with that, there are 3 minutes and 48 seconds here left in the third quarter. The visitor, the Tiger Hawks, have a score of 35. And the scoreboard says the Warhawks have a score of 14, but I think it should be 13.
I believe you're correct. It is 13.
So they're down a couple possessions here. They line up again to kick off from their own 40-yard line on the right hash. Number 2. And it looks like number 9 are deep for the Tiger Hawks. 82 is kicking it off for the Warhawks. Waiting for the official signal. And there it is. Looks like he'll squib it off to the right. Fielded by number 1 of the Tiger Hawks as it almost rolls out of bounds.
Not sure if that kick was set up to be like an onside kick, trying to get it to bounce to see if the Warhawks would get it on the bounce, but didn't quite bounce the way maybe they intended to.
Maybe you get a better bounce there and something different happens. But that one rolled pretty smoothly.
Yep.
No big skips. So the Tiger Hawks have taken over on the 27-yard line. In the shotgun once again, two receivers on each side, running back to the quarterback's right. A little bubble screen off to the left, looking for some blockers.
Well,
kind of cut backwards, maybe lost a couple yards there. But it looks like he'll gain about a yard or maybe two on the play.
Yeah,
pretty good tackling there.
It was 51, Colton Davis, and 72, I believe that's Fire. Both in on the tackle.
Was very good backside pursuit from the heart of that Warhawks defense. Once again, two receivers on each side and a running back to the quarterback's right. Looked like the same play. And about the same result.
Good job defensively by the Warhawks.
Great job by the Warhawks defense on that side.
Maybe that's one adjustment they made at halftime. The Tiger Hawks are throwing that ball to the outside basically for the player to just make a play.
Yeah.
And
yep.
The Warhawks are pursuing well.
The Warhawks are flying to the ball from the inside. So here they are in about 3rd and 9. In the shotgun again, fakes the handoff. Looks like a reverse off the back side. Number 12 and 23 and 53 have all almost had a chance to do it. He actually cuts back to about where he started. This is the Warhawk number 9. Excuse me, Tiger Hawk number 9. Ball carrier takes it out of bounds.
That guy took the ball forward to the near side of the field, ran toward the far side of the field, came back to the near side of the field.
Ended up being quite the reverse.
He ran some yardage on that.
He ran a long ways, but got the first down. The Tiger Hawks continue at about the 44-yard line. Three receivers to the quarterback's right, and he'll throw it out that way on another little bubble screen. And this time they'll set the blocker. And number 2 for the Tiger Hawks will take it the distance to the end zone. Looks like he had a little seam there, and then he made one guy miss, and up the sideline he went in for the score. Kind of looks like they had that play bottled up here on the near side of the field, and then they ran it to the far side, and not quite the same result.
Yep.
So with that, it makes it 41-13. The Tiger Hawks are up as they bring on the point after attempt. Looks like they will go for one here. Number 25, the kicker, gives the nod that he's ready. Little high snap, held down by the holder, and the kick is good. Gives the visiting team 42 points here so far this evening.
The quarterback should throw that ball outside, and usually there's two guys outside. One guy to be the blocker, and the other guy, to be the runner. And they block well, the fullback players.
Those two receivers out there this time, they held their blocks well and gave the runner a seam to hit. And pursuit wasn't quite as fast on that play as some of the past ones that they've run. So with 2 minutes and 20 seconds here left in the third quarter, score is 42-13. The Tiger Hawks have Colfax and Dingo are up on the North Mahaska Warhawk. It looks like Colfax will line up to kick it off from the left hash. The Warhawks have a couple of deep men back to return, sitting about at their own 10-yard line. The Tiger Hawks give a deep kick, and it is fielded by one of the deep men about at the 20. And he is tackled for about no gain on that return.
88 Seth Edwardson with the catch. Return. This is about the furthest back all night the Warhawks have started.
Hopefully that will lead to a different result than some of the previous drives. Looks like we have an official timeout here as the Warhawks prepare to take over at about the 23-yard line. Back in action as the chains get set. The plays are being called in by the coaches. The Warhawks come up to the line of scrimmage. So they have a couple receivers split out, one on each end, a couple backs behind the quarterback, and fakes the toss. And it looks like that Colfax Ringo is ready for that fake.
Maybe he should have tossed the ball.
Maybe he should have just tossed it anyway. That was kind of a fake toss to the right, and the quarterback Slater kept it, and before you know it, he turned around and met two Tiger Hawk defenders.
And all he could do was just go down there.
Yeah, at that point, you cut your losses, and you live to fight another day. So that backs him up another 5 yards, so that brings up second and long here, with about a minute 40 left here in the third quarter. Three backs behind the quarterback, no receivers. Give us Bortel off the right side. It looks like he gains about 4 yards. That will bring up third and around 11.
I believe number 9, Jacob Lights, on the tackle for Colfax.
So the clock continues to run. We close in on a minute left here in the third quarter. Shotgun here for the Warhawks. Two receivers split out on each side and a running back to Flaner's right. Bortel comes in motion behind the quarterback. Quarterback looks to the left, throws it to his receiver. Couldn't quite connect with number 47, Cole Rosendahl. Looked like he misplayed that one a little bit.
I think Flaner kind of threw that ball out there. Through to where his receiver had a chance to go up and get it.
He gave his receiver the best chance he could to field it and make a move. But with that incompletion, it brings up fourth and long, and with the Warhawks in their own territory, they have Bortel back to punt. The Tiger Hawks have two return men around their own 45-yard line. Bortel rugby's it.
He's going.
And it looks like he's going to try to take off with it.
Under the face mask on the players.
And Bortel got just about maybe 5 yards short of the first down, so he gained 6 or 7 there. And it looked like a late flag came in on the tackle.
I thought I saw one of the Tiger Hawks grab Jacob's face mask, but I might be wrong. It is face mask.
Absolutely. You are correct, Ed, and we have a personal foul face mask on the Tiger Hawks.
That's the third.
That is the
time that Jacobs took
a 13
tonight.
Third time that Bortel has taken one to get a fresh set of downs for the Warhawks this evening.
At this point, we'll take a first down.
Anyway, you can get it. That's right. So the walk-off of that penalty takes the ball all the way out to about the 41-yard line of the Warhawks. So a big, big, big gain there. With just over 40 seconds left, the Warhawks line up with three backs behind the quarterback, and they give it to Bortel off the left. And he runs forward for about 5 yards.
Once again, that line just made a nice hole for Jacob to run through.
With the clock still running here in the third quarter. Second and 5 here for the Warhawks, and they'll come out in the same formation with three backs behind the quarterback. About 10 seconds left here. They get the snap off, and the fake play action, and then the pass is
picked off.
It's intended for number 82 of the Warhawks, but it was intercepted by the Tiger Hawk.
Not quite the way the Warhawks wanted to end this quarter.
No, not at all. Not one. The quarterback had a defender in his face and didn't have a whole lot of time to throw. He threw it up to try to give his receiver the best chance he could to make the catch. But unfortunately, the Tiger Hawks came up with it. So the Tiger Hawks take over here with about 4 seconds left in the third quarter, just short of midfield. Their own 47-yard line. Out of the shotgun, there are triplets. Receivers off to his left. Quarterback rolls to his left, and it looks like he throws it. Completes it to number 35 out in the left flat area. He'll pick up about 8 yards there to end the third quarter.
The 23, Madison Fawcett, grabbed hold of the legs of the Tiger Hawk and would not let go, so he was down. So we end the quarter.
So we're getting close to the end of the third quarter, and we thought the Warhawks would be ready to convert there on second down, and as it turns out, the Tiger Hawks intercepted the pass, and they're headed the other way. So before we start the fourth quarter here, I'll give you another one of our game sponsors this evening, Gardner Collier Jewelry. Gardner Collier is the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gems and stones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They are one to go to for all your jewelry needs. Located in Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa and Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa.
I got a little story to tell you here. As we talk, you know, it's been homecoming week, and last night my son asked me, well, what time do I got to be home tonight, Dad? And I said, we're going to go. We just got done TP in Coach Eric's house, and now we're going to go out to eat. Said, okay, that's fine. But tonight he came home from school, and he says, Dad, Coach Eric said at school today that his dog, they also put some hedge balls out in the yard of his house, and Coach Eric said, oh, after the end of the play, I'll continue the story.
The Tiger Hawks continue here on a second and 2. The quarterback rolls out to his right. He throws and number 9 got in the lane there to confuse the receiver a little bit and couldn't quite hang on to it.
Back to the story, the boys, they TP'd Coach Eric's house and put the hedge balls out in the yard, and Coach Eric came to school today and said, guys, you TP'd my house, but my dog ate the hedge balls, and he died. And I guess you could have just saw the look on the kids' face. Coach Eric's having a little fun with the kids.
The president's look, I would imagine.
Exactly.
Time for a camera. Great story, having a little fun here on Homecoming Week. So on 3rd and 2, the Tiger Hawks look like they changed up the snap count a little bit there on the Warhawks, so they will get a 5-yard walk-off and a fresh set of downs. That will take the Tiger Hawks all the way to the Warhawk 40-yard line. Two sets of receivers, one on each side, and a running back to the quarterback's left. Number 11 in the shotgun again. He feels it, drops straight back. He looks to throw off to his right. Looks like he was running a corner or a flag route, but couldn't quite connect with number 24.
Just over the outstretched arms of number 24.
There was a lot of grass over there, but I'm afraid that pass was about 5 yards too long.
Madison Fawcett on coverage there for the Warhawks.
So with the incompletion, and it's now 2nd and 10. Looks like they have a quad receiver almost in a diamond formation off to the quarterback's right in the wide side of the field. Meyer surveys the field, and he takes the snap, looks to his left, and hits number 2 on a slant route. And it looks like that will be good for a Tiger Hawk first down.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Maybe a little bit of diversion there.
Just saying, as that play was setting up with the four receivers on this side, it just opened the whole middle of the field was open for the Tiger Hawks.
And here it is again, 4 to the right. This time they go to it. And number 9 for the Tiger Hawks shakes one tackler. And actually number 9 for the Warhawks almost had the tackle for a loss.
Jacob Bortel finally brought down the Tiger Hawk.
So a gain of about 6 yards on the play. About 11 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. It's 42-13. The Warhawks are trailing the Tiger Hawks of Colfax Mingo. Myers is in the shotgun again. He looks to his left, and he has number 2. Once again, that was the quad receivers off to the right and the lone receiver to his left.
When they're in that formation, they've got the four receivers on this side. It brings the safety. The Warhawks cut in on coverage, so there's nobody back behind.
Opens up that middle part of the field, and it looks like that's what Colfax is trying to exploit there. Once again, the same formation, quarterback alone with 4 off to his right, 1 to his left, and he looks to his left. And that was pretty good coverage there at that left side corner.
Number 21, Ryan Madonser, an excellent coverage there.
You can only run that play so many times, he says. So it looks like the Tiger Hawks will change up the formation a little bit as they are at 2nd and goal around the Warhawks 7-yard line. Quarterback in the shotgun, running back to his right. He takes the snap, rolls out to his right, and he hits number 1 in the end zone. Looks like he ran a little out route there, right in that front corner. So with that score for the Tiger Hawks, it brings the score to 48-13 with 10 minutes and 30 seconds left to go here in the game. The Tiger Hawks will line up for the point after. Number 25 doing the kicking for the Tiger Hawks. And it is up. And this one, he nailed it right through. The point after gives the Tiger Hawks 49, and the Warhawks of North Mahaska are still at 13.
They did finally correct the search to 14 to a 13.
So as the Warhawks try to regroup after their last possession, looks like they're meeting with the defense and the kick return team to get something set up for next time.
So Mike, when you were in school, do you have any memories of homecoming? During the homecoming week,
homecoming was a lot of fun. It was a great time. All four of my years in high school, we had our best game my senior year homecoming. We put up quite a few points, but came up just short. I believe we lost maybe 48-42.
Okay.
So kind of a heartbreaker. Yep. But it was a great night. That was to talk about my personal best. That was probably my personal best game of my career. I had 3 touchdowns that night.
Really?
So that one, that one's definitely a great memory for me. It'd be nice if somebody from the Warhawks get that tonight, and they would get right back in this thing. You never know what can happen. The Tiger Hawks kick off. Fielded at the 10 by the deep back, and it looks like he has a little bit of space to work with. It looks like he was tackled by number 50 and 25 of the Tiger Hawks.
Tyler Strasser on the return there. The number 50, he just played, wrapped his arm around Tyler and brought him down.
So ball, the Warhawks back to their about their normal field position after the kickoff. They start at about the 33, maybe 34-yard line. Receivers split out to the right and a wing back and a couple running backs. And it's a toss off to the left to Jacob, number 12, and he keeps those feet moving, and that is a huge run on first down.
Number 4, where they got a hold of Jacob to bring him down. Otherwise,
he came
he was
from
gone.
The backside safety position and shoestringed him, maybe? Just
pushed
him up enough. Yeah. Grabbed
hold of his jersey.
Just almost knocked him off balance enough to get him to go down. But a big pickup there on first down, much needed for the Warhawks as they get across into Tiger Hawk territory. Sometimes this could be the tricky spot, and hopefully they're past that and they can continue to drive. Three backs behind the quarterback. Give it to Jacob again, number 12, as he goes through the middle. And he keeps those feet driving and is finally tackled by number 5 of the Tiger Hawks.
Number 5, Tony. Huge gain for Jacob. Hawks, once again, do an excellent job blocking, creating holes for him, and then Jacob hard running from there.
He hits those holes and runs downhill, which you look for.
I'm not sure how many yards he has tonight, but it's got to be well over.
Yes, it is.
150.
Well over 100, 150. I would think that would be at a bare minimum. So they line up in the same formation, three backs. To give us to the fullback, he gets maybe a couple yards behind the right guard. That was Fawcett on the carry for the Warhawks. Brings up 2nd and 8 around the 15-yard line of the Tiger Hawks. About 7 minutes and 50 seconds left here in the game. They line up with two backs, a split end, and a receiver. At the toss off to the left, and Jacob is taking it in, and he's down at about the 1-yard line.
It is fun to watch Jacob run that ball. He is quick and strong.
Great vision. He always follows his blockers and finds the hole and hits it hard.
Good point.
So with that, it brings up a 1st and goal for the Warhawks. 2 yards out. They line up with three backs behind the quarterback. Fleener takes the snap. Looks like he fumbled it a little bit.
Ball is recovered by the Tiger Hawks.
I'm not exactly for sure what happened. It almost looked like he ran into his own player there.
I did not see that. I apologize.
Kind of looked like the front lead back almost ran into the quarterback's arm there as he stuck it out to hand it off. Maybe a little miscommunication there.
Just as the Warhawks drove it all the way down to the 1-yard line.
To the one, and then they cannot punch it in. Those are the plays that give coaches gray hairs.
Yep. Got a timeout here in the field, I believe. Huh? No, I guess not.
6 minutes and 20 seconds left. I believe the Tiger Hawks did take a timeout, Ed. Yep,
okay.
You saw that one, right? So hopefully that will give the Warhawks defense time to regroup. And one positive you got to think about here is you've got them backed up all the way against their own goal line. Maybe you can come up with a sack here and get the ball back. 6 minutes and 20 seconds here. The Warhawks of North Mahaska are down 13-49 to the Colfax Tiger Hawks.
You know, one good thing tonight, the Warhawks, they've been able to move the ball. Last week, against DGM, I can't necessarily say that. Last week, it was just... No movement at all. We just couldn't move the ball at all. But at least the Warhawks are able to move it.
This is the multiple times they've driven down and been inside about the 10-yard line and punched it in. And this time, unfortunately, they did not come away with anything. So even backed up in their end zone, the Tiger Hawks line up in shotgun. Quarterback about 5 yards deep in the end zone. He takes the snap and he looks to the left. It looks like they ran a little double screen almost, or an inside screen.
Brought down by number 15, Big Sherburne. There's some new faces on the Warhawks side. Some reserves are actually playing right now.
So on that play, they gained about 5 yards and a little bit of breathing room. In the shotgun, he looks to his left, and that pass is incomplete. It's headed for number 5. It looked like there was pretty good coverage there by the Warhawks. They were pursuing very well.
There's some young players in there. There's number 9, Stagio. Ben Sherburne, Jason Thorpe, and Dakota Reachaw. Which Jared's got his reserves put in.
Snaps fumbled a little bit. It appeared that the quarterback did get out of the end zone, but not by much. It brings up 4th and 9. Tiger Hawks have a decision here to make. I would imagine that they would punt it away. Backed up as far as they are, it looks like the punt team is jogging onto the field.
Some other Warhawks in there, number 64, Samuel Watts. 24, Thomas Wilkin in play.
Looks like a good snap. A little bit of a rugby style, but kicked it end over end. And the Warhawks will let it bounce. And it will be fielded and picked up by number 1 of the Tiger Hawks around the 40-yard line.
I believe we're going to see number 33, Casey Walker, in a quarterback right now.
So with 4 minutes and 15 seconds left in this game, the Warhawks take over on the Tiger Hawk 40-yard line. Hopefully they can get a drive going here and get some points on the board. A couple receivers split off to the left and a couple backs behind the quarterback. Hands it off to the tailback. Looks like number 88 on the carry. Seeing some new faces in here this game. Getting some reps for some of the reserve players.
Jacob Sampson, number 82, just about to play in.
Well, it was a good move by the running back Edmondson to avoid the first tackle. But there was another Tiger Hawk defender right behind to take him down. It's a loss of a few yards. As the clock continues to wind here. Just under 3 minutes now in the game. The Warhawks are on the 40-yard line with about a 3rd and 10 to go from here. A wing back and a couple receivers behind the quarterback with a split out to the right. The wing is in motion off to the right. 33, the quarterback will drop back to pass.
Nice throw.
And he had a heck of a throw. That's a great throw right there.
Excellent. Nice.
And he hit his receiver for about a 20-yard gain.
Right in the numbers.
Yes. Yep. Right in the numbers. He hit him there. I did not see who made the catch.
Yeah, you just tried to figure out who it was.
It was the far side of the field, but it was a heck of a catch.
I think it's number 27, Strasser, but I'm not positive on that.
So with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left here, 33, the quarterback gets back under center. The toss is off to the left to Edmondson. And he avoids the first tackler. And he gains about 6 yards on the play and takes it down to the Tiger Hawk 25. So it looks like the Warhawks are moving the ball here. Time a little bit of a concern here. Closes it on 1:30 left here in the game. drops back to pass, avoids the first tackler. But eventually tucks it and falls down about at the original line of scrimmage. They're on about the 14-yard line here. Third and five to go. With the way he threw that last pass, what do you think, Ed? They maybe go to the air here?
I think they would.
The clock continues to run with about 55 seconds left. Two backs and two receivers. He looks to his left, and that pass falls incomplete.
That pass may have actually been.
I think it might have been tipped at the line.
It was.
It looked like it came out of there funny. The clock continues to run. There are 38 seconds left here. Fourth and five for the Warhawks. Got to at least get a first down here, and with the amount of time left, they might even have to get in the end zone. Couple backs, a receiver, and a split. The wing back goes in motion to the right. They drop back to pass. He avoids the first one, and then he takes a hit. It's like he fumbles the ball, and it is recovered by number 88, Edmondson. But that is a turnover on downs for the Warhawks, and it looks like the clock will expire. 8 seconds and counting.
That is the game.
And that is all she wrote tonight, folks. Final score, 49-13. The Tiger Hawks of Colfax Mango took down the Warhawks of North Mahaska this evening.
As you commented earlier, you know, it's a tough district that the Warhawks are in, and I look forward to seeing this Tiger Hawk team, see how they do in the rest of the district.
Yeah, they had a lot of success tonight, and they're a very good team, and I think a lot of teams will have trouble defending that air attack with the quarterback and those few good receivers.
Yep. I think it's the Warhawks. Well, like I said, the Warhawks able to move the ball tonight and had some good defensive plays. Just come up short.
Maybe a couple penalties that kill a couple drives that, looking back, maybe it's a slightly different game if there's a touchdown swing here and there.
Yep.
So, once again, final score, 49-13. The Tiger Hawks of Colfax Mango took down the North Mahaska Warhawks here on homecoming in New Sharon.
Not the way you want to have your homecoming game in, but Warhawks in the locker room. Go dance it off tonight.
That's right.
There will be a dance.
There is a dance tonight, so they will be able to dance away and have a good time. The players are done shaking hands now, and it looks like each team is huddling around each of their own 30 or 35 yard lines. So it looks like the next North Mahaska football game is away on October 2nd at GMG.
That should be a good game for the Warhawks. GMG winless yet in this district, so game the Warhawks should feel that they can win.
A very winnable game going on the road.
Yes.
Nice to see one on the road as well.
Yep.
Those games can seem to be a lot tougher, and winning anyone on the road is a good, great thing. So as we wind down this evening, it's still a gorgeous night out.
Yeah.
A few more jackets out here in the by the end of the fourth quarter, but the teams are still meeting and I'm sure reviewing the game. And
that's a very gorgeous night. As I said, it's homecoming. My daughter's home from college, so we're going to go home. We're going to have a bonfire. We're going to enjoy the rest
of
the night.
It's a perfect night for a bonfire.
It's perfect night.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, great night for some football. As the stands clear out and the players start to leave the field, they'll head back and prepare for their next week and the challenges that lie ahead.
Hard to believe this is week number 5 already. The season is over, half over.
The season is flying by already. Once again here in North Mahaska, final score 49-13. The Tiger Hawks of Colfax Mango take down the North Mahaska Warhawks. So next week the Warhawks will look to avenge this loss and get back in the winning column on the road at GMG. Be sure to tune in as we'll be covering that game as well. So for Ed, I am David, and we'll see you next time.
Have a good week.